Now we begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Dear listeners, you are welcome to Voice of Korea. Today's programs will begin with the news. The news is followed by the first installment of the great leader Kim Jong-un's work. The Workers' Party of Korea is the party of the great leader Comrade Kim Il-sung. And then an account, Independent Party founding policy. Next, impressions of foreigners from the regular program, All People Praise. And then a mic side account, innovations in electric power production from the regular program, towards an economic power in 2012. And finally an account, Autumn of Korea. And between the programs, you'll enjoy some songs.
Now here is the news. The great leader Kim Jong-il, General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea and Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, gave field guidance to different sectors in Pyongyang. The first leg of his field guidance was the Pyongyang catfish farm. After hearing an explanation about the management of the farm, leader Kim Jong-il looked around the breeding fish pond and other production processes for many hours and got familiar with technical equipment and production. Expressing great satisfaction over the unprecedented innovations made by the workers of the farm in fish breeding in recent years, he highly appreciated the merits of the officials and technicians who rendered greater services to the development of fish breeding and gave his thanks to them. Saying the Pyongyang catfish farm is an important supply service center for the citizens, leader Kim Jong-il set forth highly important tasks and ways which would serve as a guideline in rapidly increasing the catfish production, noting that various cookings should be found for the people to eat more deliciously the catfish bred with efforts. He underscored the need to pay deep attention to researches into the field. Leader Kim Jong-il gave on-the-spot guidance to the December 7th factory. After going round the room dedicated to the history of the factory, he dropped in at different production processes and got familiar with the production. Seeing the nice workshops and various kinds of products, he noted with great satisfaction that the workers of the factory are normalizing production on a higher level by fully displaying the revolutionary spirit of self-reliance and fortitude, and highly estimated their merits. Looking at the workshops which established the cultural ways in production and life on a higher level, and the compound built like a park, he praised the employees for having reshaped the inside and outside of the factory wonderfully with warm love for the country and factory. Saying the task and role of the factory are very important in improving the people's living, he put forward the tasks and ways facing the factory. Leader Kim Jong-il looked around the completed indoor swimming pool of Kim Il-sung University. Seeing the splendid swimming pool, he said it is a flawless and excellent swimming pool and highly praised the efforts of the soldier builders. Then he saw students under swimming training and their happy looks and said with great delight that it could hand over another highest level swimming pool with all perfect conditions to the rising generations. Then leader Kim Jong-il acquainted himself with the promotion of the construction of university library and put forward the tasks to build a library on the highest level. He proudly said, "Our independent economy is now fiercely rising up, forcefully demonstrating its gigantic potentialities." He said the history of building a great prosperous powerful nation has not experienced such a happy time as today when the road ahead is bright and the rich fruit is being born. He warmly called for further accelerating the advance in this exciting time when a great victory is coming nearer and thereby bringing earlier the historic day when the drum of victory would be beaten for the proclamation of a thriving nation. Leader Kim Jong-il expressed a deep belief that Pyongyang City would take the lead in the great drive for building a prosperous nation and thus play the role of vanguard.
The great leader Kim Jong-il received a gift from the Women's International Democratic Federation. The gift for leader Kim Jong-il was conveyed to Kim Yong-nam, President of the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of the DPRK, by Chairwoman of the Federation, Marcia de Campos Pereira, on a visit to the DPRK on Thursday.
Seminar and film show recently took place in Germany and lecture and reading session in Guinea on the occasion of the 64th founding anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea.
present the functions were personages of Niedersachsen Provincial Committee of the Communist Party of Germany, the newspaper Rote Fahne of Germany, the Conakry Juche Idea Study Group of Guinea, and the Guinea Korea Friendship Association, adherents of the Juche Idea and other people. Speakers at the functions said, "The Workers' Party of Korea, founded by President Kim Il-sung, has wisely led the revolutionary struggle of the Korean people, repelling all sorts of interference and moves of the imperialists. The Workers' Party of Korea is a party which has created and adopted the mode of benevolent politics for the first time in history and achieved a single-hearted unity. The single-hearted unity of Korea is evoking admiration of the international community as it is more powerful than nuclear weapon. It is inconceivable apart from the benevolent politics of the Workers' Party of Korea," they stressed. DPRK documentaries, including Answer of Korea, were projected at the film show. A congratulatory message to leader Kim Jong-il was adopted at the function held in Germany.
The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Socialist People's Party of Mexico released a press statement on September 25th on the occasion of the 64th founding anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea and the 83rd anniversary of the formation of the Down with Imperialism Union. The press statement said, "The great leader Kim Jong-il set forth the benevolent politics and all-embracing politics as the major political mode of the Workers' Party of Korea and ensured its thorough implementation. Today, the Workers' Party of Korea is leading the gigantic struggle of the Korean people to fully open the gate to a thriving nation in 2012, marking the centenary of the birth of the great leader Kim Il-sung. Absolute and infinite are the support and trust of the Korean people for the Workers' Party of Korea, led by General Secretary Kim Jong-il," the press statement stressed.
Foreign newspapers recently carried special write-ups featuring the 60th anniversary of the demise of the anti-Japanese war hero in Kim Jong-suk, illustrated with pictures of the great leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il and the anti-Japanese war hero in Kim Jong-suk. In the article titled, "Vanguard Fighter Born by the Nation," the Russian newspaper Patriot said during the anti-Japanese war, Kim Jong-suk was infinitely loyal to Kim Il-sung and performed distinguished feats as his lifeguard. After Korea's liberation, Kim Jong-suk did a lot of work for education and public health of the country and for the development of the women's movement, the newspaper said, and stressed that the name shines in the Korean history along with the names of Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. Another Russian newspaper, Sherskaya Zhizn, carried an article titled, "Desire of the Mother," and the Lao newspaper Manning Lao and the Cambodian newspaper People also carried articles in praise of the revolutionary life of Kim Jong-suk. On the other hand, the Nigerian National Committee for the Study of the Juche Idea recently issued a bulletin on the occasion of the 60th anniversary of her demise.
The delegation of the Women's International Democratic Federation, led by Chairwoman Marcia de Campos Pereira, the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of the Orascom Telecom Holding of Egypt, Nagif Sawiris, and his party, and other foreign guests, visited the Kumsusan.
The Chinese art troupe, headed by Sun Xiaohong, Secretary of the Committee of the Communist Party of China Arts and Entertainment Group, laid a floral basket at the foot of the bronze statue of the great leader President Kim Il-sung on Mansu Hill in Pyongyang and paid homage to him on Thursday.
Kim Yong-nam, President of the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of the DPRK, met and talked with a delegation of the Women's International Democratic Federation headed by Chairwoman Marcia de Campos Pereira at the Mansu Assembly Hall in Pyongyang on October the 1st. On the occasion, the chairwoman said, "President Kim Il-sung was the great leader of the Korean people and the progressive humanity." She stressed that the great leader Kim Jong-il is rendering great services to the development of humanity. Saying the Korean-style socialism is a genuine people's society, she expressed a will to further strengthen solidarity with the Korean women. Officials of the Money Merchant Industrial Guidance Bureau of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and workers of the industrial establishments under the Bureau fulfilled their September plan at 112% and their third quarter year plan at 128% through a dynamic drive under the torch of a new revolutionary upsurge. They also successfully fulfilled the production plans for major indices such as rock drill, electric car, speed reducer, winch, pump, medium chain conveyor, and electric motor.
reunion of the separated families and relatives of the North and the South, which started in Mount Kumgang Resort on September 26th on the occasion of the Harvest Moon Festival, continued. On September 29th, those from the North met their kinsfolks from the South. They proudly told their kinsfolks from the South that they had enjoyed a worthwhile life under the care of respected Kim Jong-il and now are making a contribution to the building of a rich and prosperous country, though they are old. The kinsfolks from the South were greatly moved to hear the stories of their kinsfolks from the North, including Chun Ki-bong, Cha Si-ok, and Kim Yong-boo, and see their orders and medals. Those from the North said the nationwide struggle of the whole fellow countrymen is the only way to accelerate the reunification of the country and requested their kinsfolks from the South to take the lead in accomplishing the sacred cause of reunification. That day, the South Korean Red Cross gave a reception in honor of the separated families and relatives of the North and the South. On September 30th, the families and relatives from the North and the South met again and spent a pleasant time having pictures taken and dining together. Saying goodbye to the kinsfolks from the South on October the 1st, those from the North promised with them to turn out actively in the Grand March for Reunification under the banner of the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration for the day when they would live happily together. The delegation of the Women's International Democratic Federation, led by chairwoman Marcia de Campos Pereira, visited Mangyeongdae, the birthplace of the great leader President Kim Il-sung. The delegation also visited the Korean Revolution Museum, the Pyongyang Maternity Hospital, the Cheolima Steel Complex, and other places. After looking round the different circle rooms at the Mangyeongdae School Children's Palace, the guests appreciated the general performance given by the art circle members of the palace.
Answers given by a spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the DPRK to the questions raised by the Korean Central News Agency as regards the recent summit meeting of the UN Security Council member nations were reported on September the 30th by the Chinese Xinhua News Agency, the Russian Etoile Press, and the Japanese Kyodo News, Jiji Press, and Tokyo Shimbun.
The Czech newspaper Dialogue No. 255 carried an article under the title "The Korean People Defeated the United States." The article said, "On June 25, 1950, the United States provoked the Korean War with intent to nip the young DPRK in its cradle, the republic newly founded after liberation from the 40 or more year-long colonial rule of the Japanese imperialists. And the United States mobilized more than 2 million troops, including its aggressor forces, armies of its 15 satellite states, South Korean army, and even the remnants of the defeated Japanese army, and injected a colossal sum of money into the war. But the heroic Korean people defeated the barbaric aggression of the United States and its satellite forces, and honorably defended the dignity and sovereignty of their country, and gave a defeat to the United States for the first time in history. The progressive humanity highly estimate the just cause of the Korean people, opposing imperialism and fighting for the victory of the socialist cause," the article stressed. And that's the end of the news read by Kim Hee-ok and Lim Che-ho. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the work of the great leader Kim Jong-il. From today, we present in 12 installments the work of the great leader Kim Jong-il. The Workers' Party of Korea is the party of the great leader comrade Kim Il-sung, published on October 2, 1995. Today we present the first installment. 50 years has elapsed since our party was founded. Greeting the 50th anniversary of the foundation of the Workers' Party of Korea and looking back with deep emotions upon the glorious road of struggle our party has traversed, scoring a historic victory and effecting the greatest change by acclaiming respected comrade Kim Il-sung as its head and under his leadership, our party members and our people express the warmest gratitude and pay the highest respect to the great leader comrade Kim Il-sung, who founded and led the party. Under comrade Kim Il-sung's wise leadership, the Workers' Party of Korea was established as a working-class party of a new type and has developed in the flames of a struggle for half a century into a trained and seasoned veteran revolutionary party, an unconquerable party enjoying the unqualified support and trust of the people. Under his leadership, our party created a brilliant new history in the people's cause of independence, the cause of socialism, and made great, imperishable achievements in this cause. The history of the Workers' Party of Korea is precisely the history of respected comrade Kim Il-sung's great revolutionary activities. Both the thorny path of our party's struggle and its road of glorious victory bear his sacred footprints. Both our party's great achievements and its unbreakable strength and high prestige are associated with his respectful name. The Workers' Party of Korea belongs to the great leader comrade Kim Il-sung. It is his great name and exploits that have made our party's 50 years brilliant. His name and exploits will be immortal together with our party's history. The Workers' Party of Korea is a glorious party, which, under the leadership of the great leader comrade Kim Il-sung, has paved a new road of building a revolutionary party in the age of independence, setting a shining example in this work. Regarding party building as a fundamental question in the revolution, comrade Kim Il-sung made strenuous efforts from the early years of his revolutionary activity to found a party that would lead our revolution. With an unshakable belief that the popular masses are the motive force of the revolution, he waged the revolutionary struggle by organizing these masses. He also did the work of founding the party, beginning with the laying of its bases in the grassroots, by going to the popular masses to train true communists from among them and forming grassroots party organizations. The organizational and ideological bases for founding our party were laid and consolidated in the crucible of the 20-year-long arduous anti-Japanese revolutionary struggle under the leadership of comrade Kim Il-sung. The ranks of communist hardcore were trained and toughened, true unity and cohesion were achieved in the revolutionary ranks centering around the leader, and the mass basis for the communist movement was solidly laid through all manner of hardships in the do-or-die struggle. In the course of organizing and leading the anti-Japanese revolutionary struggle to victory, comrade Kim Il-sung created glorious revolutionary traditions, the lasting cornerstone of our party and revolution. Thanks to the solid organizational and ideological basis for founding the party and the glorious revolutionary traditions which were prepared during the anti-Japanese revolutionary struggle, our party was founded opportunely even in the complex circumstances after liberation. It has been able to fulfill its mission successfully as the political general staff that guides the building of a new country ever since its founding. The establishment of the Workers' Party of Korea enabled our people to shape their destiny successfully under the guidance of their reliable vanguard by fighting general staff. Its establishment unfolded a new history of the Revolutionary Party in the year of independence. After founding the party in an original manner, the respected leader comrade Kim Il-sung gave wise leadership to the work of party building and developed it into a great revolutionary party. The history of our party building is the history of brilliantly implementing the Chuchi idea and translating into reality the idea and theory of building the party on the basis of the Chuchi idea under comrade Kim Il-sung's leadership. Our party is a Chuchi-type revolutionary party, built and strengthened, guided by the Chuchi idea. The guiding ideology of our party defines its character, its aim of struggle, and the basic direction of its development and activities, and decides its fighting efficiency and strength. Only a party guided by a great ideology can be a great party. It is the most brilliant achievement of the great leader comrade Kim Il-sung that he created the immortal Chuchi idea and thus showed the popular masses a correct way to shape their destiny independently, and that he built a new revolutionary party guided by the Chuchi idea for the first time in the history of the communist movement. The Chuchi idea is a new scientific world outlook that correctly reflects the popular masses' desire for independence and the requirements of the time. It is a great idea that has brought about a historic change in the development of the revolutionary idea of the working class. The Chuchi idea is the ideological and theoretical basis of our party building, as well as the only guide to revolution and construction. Our party has been guided consistently by the Zhuqi idea in its building and activities. Therefore, it has become a powerful revolutionary party with the most durable foundation, a great authoritative party capable of leading the revolution and construction triumphantly. The building of our party is characterized basically by the fact that it has built itself and conducted its activities guided by the Zhuqi idea. You've been listening to the first installment of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work. The Workers' Party of Korea is the party of the great leader comrade Kim Il-sung. This is Voice of Korea. We now present a chorus and orchestral music. Our faith is one. Now we present an account, Independent Party Founding Policy. In the latter half of the 1920s, the Korean Revolution went through ordeals with the Genuine Revolutionary Party. In Korea, some people engrossed in what they called revolutionary movement had founded a Communist Party in 1925 by declaring the party center. But they failed to strike deep roots among the people and continued factional strifes, separated from each other and seeking only for the recognition of the Comintern. As a result, the Korean Communist Party finished its existence shortly after its foundation. It was because they did not believe in the strength of the popular masses, but persisted in flunkism and factionalism. Basing himself on a scientific analysis of the situation of the revolutionary movement in those days, Great President Kim Il-sung convened a meeting in Kowloon in June 1930 and set forth the policy on founding a party as a revolutionary policy for developing the Korean Revolution onto a new high stage. At a meeting, he said, for the Korean Revolution to be victorious, there should be a party, the General Staff of Revolution. He noted that only when a revolutionary party was founded was it possible to map out correct lines, strategies and tactics, and organize and mobilize broad masses to a struggle against the Japanese imperialists. And he underscored the need to derive serious lessons from the dissolution of the Korean Communist Party and make an effort to found the party on a sound basis. We must not try to proclaim the founding of a party right away without any preparation or to gain the approval of the Comintern, he said, and stressed that we should found a new revolutionary party for ourselves. He added that to this end, basic organizations of the party should be set up on the basis of ample preparations, and then parties should be founded by steadily expanding and strengthening them. He also stressed the need to firmly build the organizational backbone for party founding with excellent people of worker or peasant origin who had been tempered and trained in different forms of struggle centering on the anti-Japanese armed struggle. He earnestly underscored the need to make party strike deep roots among the people and wage a vigorous anti-Japanese national liberation struggle of Korea by relying on their inexhaustible strength. The policy on founding a party set forth by the great President Kim Il-sung was an original and independent policy that indicated a way of founding a new type of revolutionary party to lead the Korean Revolution on the basis of the Chuseo idea. Independent Party Founding Policy. This is Voice of Korea.
Please enjoy female solo in Pangchang. The song of the sun will be eternal.
people praise.
This time we bring impressions of foreigners who visited the DPRK. After visiting the Kumsusan Memorial Palace, where great President Kim Il-sung, founder of the DPRK, is laid in state, foreign friends expressed great admiration at his exploits performed for the Korean Revolution and the World Revolution. Joseph Bossiet, member of the leadership of the Korea's One Solidarity Committee of Belgium, has this to say.
Eh bien, on a visité Mamkeongdae. En commençant ce voyage, hein, et j'étais impressionné de voir cette maison où est.
I started my visit to Korea from Mamkeongdae. Looking round the birthplace of the great leader at Mamkeongdae, I was greatly moved. The family of the great leader is a simple family that had lived with diligent labor generation after generation, and he lived in poor and difficult circumstances. Seeing the medals and decorations in the Kumsusan Memorial Palace he received from Belgium and other countries of the five continents of the world, I felt that Korea has covered a great road under the leadership of President Kim Il-sung, great founder of the Workers' Party of Korea. Won Jin-woo, vice president of the Myanmar Federation of Traditional Sports, said,
I learned about a great leader that was loved, was respected, and I found how great he is. Well, yeah, of course, now I learn. We know about the leader before we came, but now I learn more about and what he did for his country is really, it goes into my heart.
Norman Rowe, chairman of the Hong Kong National Martial Arts Games Committee of China, said he thinks it an honor to see President Kim Il-sung, who is laid in state, and continued.
This memorial palace is still very great. The great leader, Kim Il-sung, the president of the DPR Korea, and he liberated this country, mm-hmm. And he's doing very good to the people of this country.
So far you've been listening to impressions of foreigners from our regular program, All People Praise. This is Voice of Korea. Now we bring you a female solo and mixed pangchang. My country is the eternal leader's country. Holding the leader in high esteem forever, we'll believe and follow the general. The country and people will shine forever with the name of the leader. We're happy people of the leader. My country is the eternal leader's country.
Force and Economic Power in 2012. This time we bring you a microside account under the title Innovations in Electric Power Production. This is the East Pyongyang Thermal Power Station, a reliable power producer of Korea. The laborers at the power station are making a vigorous advance to open the gate to a great, prosperous and powerful nation in 2012, marking the centenary of the birth of great President Kim Il-sung. Today, we are going to inform our listeners of their successes. Various slogans, including, "When the party is determined, we can do anything," and large posters are seen in different parts of the compound, and the generating equipment is turning at full capacity in the huge buildings, as if telling the enthusiasm of the power producers to realize the plan of the Workers' Party of Korea for an earlier building of a thriving nation. Hong Sang-gun, chief engineer of the East Pyongyang Thermal Power Station, has this to say.
지금 우리 전력 생산자들의 기세는 대단했습니다. 모든 일꾼들과 노동자 기술자들은
Now the power producers are in high spirits. All officials, workers and technicians are devoting all their wisdom and passion to the power production with a high sense of responsibility in the building of a thriving nation. Especially they are operating boilers, turbines, generators and other important equipment and auxiliary equipment at full capacity by establishing a rational system of maintenance, check-up and repair of generating equipment.
We are now at the turbine workshop to report over their high spirit. Now, workers and technicians are seriously discussing something over the blueprint before turbine 1. Turbine workshop head Cho Hak-pil says, the workers and technicians of the workshop have finished thorough repair of turbine 1, far ahead of schedule, by pulling their creative wisdom and efforts and are making a trial run now. He continues.
우리는 이번 대버스 계기를 통해서 우리의 정신력을 총 발동하게 되면 못할 일이 없다는 것을 더 잘 알게 되었습니다. 우리는 앞으로도 자체의
Through the thorough repair, we realized more deeply that we can do anything when we display our spiritual strength to the firm. In the future too, we will try hard to turn out more electric power with a firm conviction that we can do anything when we believe in our strength and boldly work.
Now, we are in the thermal production workshop. Boiler operators are working hard to carry out the steam production plan in their shift without fail. Engineer of the workshop, Kim Myung-chul, said,
우리 열 수산 입장에서는 보일러의 망가동을 보장하기 위하여 설비들에 대한 수리정 시간을 최대한으로 줄여 증기 생산을 누리고 있습니다.
We are operating boilers of the workshop at full capacity while shortening the time of repair and checkup of equipment to the minimum so as to boost steam production. With a high sense of responsibility, the operators have established a strict system of rotational checkup of equipment and are making self-checking and self-repair as masters and thus operating all boilers at full capacity.
Such proud successes can also be seen in other workshops such as Automation Workshop, Coal Conveyance Workshop and Chemical Workshop. Everywhere we go, we can feel high spiritual strength of the workers, ready to contribute to the building of a thriving nation with increased power production. Chief Engineer Hong Sang-gun says,
우리들은 앞으로 인민경제의 생명선을 지켜서는 책임감을 깊이 자각하고
In the future too, we will devote our all to turn out more electric power with a high sense of responsibility for the lifeline of the national economy.
Not only the workers of the East Pyongyang Thermal Power Station, but also other power producers of Korea will make an active contribution to the building of a thriving socialist nation by increasing power production and supplying it to different sectors of the national economy as intended by the Workers' Party of Korea. You've been listening to a microside account under the title
innovations in electric power production from our regular program towards an economic power in 2012. This is Voice of Korea. We now present female quartet, Advance On and On Towards a Hopeful Future. We introduce Autumn of Korea, a beautiful country. Korea has four seasons, spring, summer, autumn and winter. Autumn comes after hot summer. In autumn, it is comparatively dry and cool, refreshing the people. Autumn is from September to November every year. In the season, the crops of paddy and non-paddy fields turn yellow and peasants pleasantly harvest and thresh in the countryside. Another peculiar scene in autumn is the autumnal tint, making the mountains and plains more beautiful. Korean territory is mostly mountains. In autumn, the trees covering the high and low mountains are tinged with different colors, presenting a beautiful scene. Especially beautiful are the maples on Mounts Kumgang and Byohyang, widely known to the world as most famous mountains from olden times. The beautiful sceneries of Mounts Chilbo, Kuol, and Chongbang are excellent. In autumn, people visit scenic spots fascinated by the seasonal beauty. Migratory birds fly, all crops are ripe, and the whole land is decorated with different beautiful colors. In the charming season, the Korean people celebrate Chuseok or Harvest Moon Day, a traditional folk holiday of autumn. They celebrate the holiday with a joy over bumper crop. It is a custom of the Korean people to prepare foods with new crops of the year and visit their ancestral tombs and pay tribute on the day. Chuseok this year falls on October 3rd. On the evening of Chuseok, people enjoy full round moon. In late autumn, they make preparations for winter. Every year, the autumn of Korea is a more festive season, with September 9th, the founding anniversary of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and October 10th, the founding anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea. As above mentioned,
Autumn of Korea is a pleasant season, which not only presents beautiful natural scenery, but also has significant holidays. Dear listeners, if you want to see the beautiful scenery, please come to Korea in rich autumn. You've been listening to an account, Autumn of Korea. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, with this, we conclude English language service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 14 and 14 hours UTC and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC and between 3 and 4 hours UTC on 7,140 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.